Your friend is the persona of Taryn Miller. Well, perhaps she will be your friend after you discover her dark and moody music. Hailing from America's Midwestern state of Kansas, your friend has produced a sparse but deep sound with her new album, Gumption. After winning a $1,000 prize in a Battle of the Band competition, she released her debut EP, Jekyll Hyde, in 2013. This has since been re-released and has gained worldwide attention. Now signed to the New York-based Domino label and a debut album under her belt, your friend has stepped up to produce an album that explores dense textures layered below glistening guitars and ethereal vocals. Chatting to us today all the way from Lawrence, Kansas, is Taryn Miller. Congratulations on the album. It's been a real joy to listen to. I found myself lost in the sounds, sometimes find myself sort of staring off into the distance as I listen to it. Do you find this ever happening?
Great.
Do you ever find this happening to you when you're playing?
I want that to happen. You know, I do my best to make that translate to the live setting. It's much louder, which is nice to me. I like feeling that maybe it's like a Hendrix kind of, I guess, theory, but that's why, you know, he had his amps like right behind him. He liked to feel, you know, the sound actually hitting him, you know? And so, yeah, I definitely try to, and I have another band member now. So we're 5-piece. So there's a lot more room to explore the in-between song area. And just as far as like start and end is a lot more free. It's really nice.
Now, I'm not going to ask you the obvious question about what you describe as your music as, but would like to know how you feel when you listen back to your own music.
It felt like a blur, you know, so like doing the record and then coming back and not being in the studio environment was interesting because, you know, you're there for 2 weeks straight, you're hearing it through the same monitors, you know, and to remove yourself from that environment and then come back to, you know, your hometown or the place you're currently living and things like that, and hearing it in a different context is really interesting. And I think it was necessary for the mixing process. It was really nice to be able to sit with things, listen to it in a car. You know, it sounds different in a car than in headphones and then on a speaker system, you know. And so I found myself just kind of zeroing in on little bits, you know, and kind of how they fit together and the relationship of the sound. Yeah, it's nice because like there are so many different voices on the record too. Like my friends, you know, my close friends are playing on the record, so I can hear their voice, you know, like whether that be through an instrument or through a certain way that they're playing, you know, and those parts can be really sentimental, you know, but when we got to the final stages, I remember like just, it was really late at night and I like had all my lights off at this point. I was like about to go to bed, honestly. And, I just like put on headphones and like turn it up as loud as I possibly could, you know, in a balanced way, and just listen to it from start to finish with the transitions that Nicholas had built and all these things. And at the end of it, I just felt like this like rush, you know, like of relief, as if like I had just finished like a run or something, you know. And yeah. I just remember sending him a message that night and being like, "Thank you, you know, for everything. Like it's done. You know, it felt really good." A lot of my friends joke about it being like you're giving birth, you know, but that's not inaccurate. That's how it felt at the end of it, you know. And so to me, it brings like a sense of like relief, you know. It's something that you work on for a long time, and to see it through is a really rewarding feeling.
To me, I see a definite bit of beach house feel to it, and they've been releasing a lot of music recently. Have you been listening to a lot of music while you're recording it?
It's always interesting to me how people perceive music, you know, in a larger scope. And so it is hard to describe, I guess, what exactly this music fits into, and that's the closest, you know. So it's like, it's like kind of like beach house, you know, and that makes sense to like a wide range of people. But no, I was listening to a lot of really like drone records or like almost noise records, you know, and that was like to kind of clear my mental palate when I was like, and also like lyrically, you know, you don't like, I'm always have this like fear that I'm borrowing from someone like directly, you know, and so it was my way of just kind of like clearing the canvas, you know.
Now, you mentioned Nicholas before. Of course, you teamed up with Nicholas Vernis, famous for working with War on Drugs, Deer Hunter, Animal Collective. And how's he taking you from your bedroom recordings to the next level production-wise?
He's a really great communicator. And also, you can kind of tell him what you want something to sound like, or, you know, like what kind of aesthetic. And he's very good at reading that as well. And there's, like, this dialogue that I really, really loved that I had with him. And that was just, it seemed almost kind of effortless. If there was something that was off, like, to us, it was, like, generally mutual. Like, we would both, it would be, like, unspoken. And we're like, this doesn't feel right. And so we would both go to it. And it was really, yeah, it just felt really organic. And I think that was what was necessary, is to have it. Like, I was in the studio for the first time in, like, a larger studio that, yeah, I mean, it's intimidating. Some of my favorite records were made there, you know. And and he made it so comfortable and so genuine, like, just the way that we would come into the studio every day, you know, and kind of get into that headspace. And it was very comfortable. But he was also into the same aesthetics that I was, you know, in certain ways. And so he was willing to do more experimental things in that way, you know, and say, like, oh, I kind of like this here for now. Let's see what happens, you know. And it was a really freeing experience overall, because a lot of things changed once they made it to the studio, which was really cool to see, too. Like a demo, how it would open up when we had these other tools and resources, you know, and having someone to bounce it off of that has a similar vision that you do. It was really a really positive experience.
Sounds like you two really worked well together.
I hope there's more to come with that as well.
Now, the story goes that whilst you were visiting your family's farm in Kansas during Christmas about 2 years ago, you recorded some sounds for the album. Can you tell us what sort of sounds you captured and what's inspired this?
It just happened to work out that I could go out there at that time. And so I went out there just to honestly visit that place again, because it had been so long since I'd been out there and so many changes had happened. I just kind of went around to those places and drove around and found just, like, I found, like, these giant burn piles, you know, and went through them and dug around for different things. And there was, like, even one area, there's, like, a tree stand out in the field area.
Yeah.
And I haven't used much from that yet, but I've got those samples as well. But there was, like, a tree stand that had, like, these, like an open box of, like, bullets, like,
oh, wow.
From, like, hunting, you know?
Yeah.
And so, like, the sounds of them, like, rolling around, like, when it was windy and, like, the door slamming shut and things like that. I mean, I did do that sort of thing with my dad when I was younger. I did go on hunts, you know, and things like that. And so, yeah, there's that kind of sentimentality to it as well, you know. Like, that was part of my childhood. And just that creek area, and we have, you know, there's so much wildlife out there as well, you know. And so The pigeons were a very cool part to me, just how powerful that microphone is.
Yeah.
It was my first time, you know, having a nice field recorder, and it was really exciting, like, the nuances that you could catch, you know. And so just, like, the smallest sounds were captured in that, like, just their fluttering, the coos, the brushing up against the cages, and things like that. It was it was really cool. Yeah,
fantastic.
So I'm new to it, I guess you could say. So there's some element of that, too.
Now, I've read that you have quite intense dreams and nightmares, and sometimes you feel like your music is a soundtrack for this. Do you ever find yourself trying to interpret your dreams through your music?
Yeah, that's not something I had ever thought of, but I can see that. I have very, very vivid dreams and nightmares that, you know, sometimes carry over, and that's something I probably should explore more, honestly. But so much of it is subconscious, I think, too, and that's what I try to get to, is I tend to do best when I'm thinking about it the least, you know?
So
tapping into that is probably something that happened, I'm sure, you know, to some degree.
Sure.
Especially with the darker elements of it. And that's That's honestly been the most interesting change that I've seen in myself over the past couple of years, is how much I revel in that sound now, whereas I used to be maybe put off by more eerie, like, soundtracks or, or records, you know, and I actually kind of love them now, and that's been so interesting because I couldn't tell you why, you know? It's like this new comfortable space that I can inhabit, you know, and I think, yeah, that yielded more of that coming onto the record because I was welcoming to it.
Now, are you going to be looking to head to Australia anytime soon?
Oh, God, I hope so. Like, we got to tour with Courtney and Bones and Dave, and they were the best. And so we hope that we'll cross paths in their country soon. And they're such good people. They're just incredibly, like, humble, sweet people that are just doing it for all the right reasons, you know. So hopefully, yeah, hopefully we'll come down.
Oh, sounds fantastic. Taryn Miller, thank you so much for your time today on 2SER.
Thank you so much.